This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Sunday staunchly defended the drone attack that killed top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani, but refused to publicly offer any evidence supporting the American claim that he posed an immediate threat to U.S. forces and officials in the Mideast. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Pompeo said the drone attack was a sharp warning to the Iranian regime.
We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers, the people who are causing this threat from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We're going to take this seriously, and we're going to defend the American people at every turn.
Appearing on the same program, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says this is another example of an out-of-control president.
This president has made a mess of foreign policy. North Korea, they're much stronger than they were when he started. In Syria, he messed up. Every encounter he has with Putin, he loses. And so I am really worried, and that is why Congress must assert itself.
VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden says his sources, too, worry about a military attack.
So there's a lot of concern that U.S. forces could come under attack, but they also worry, intelligence officials long have worried, that Iran has a terror network at its disposal. It's been able to strike in places as far away as Buenos Aires, Argentina. In South America, it's been able to pull off plots in Bulgaria. So it has a long reach, and it can strike the U.S. in ways which are not necessarily easy to defend against.
That's VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden. Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. It calls on the government to work to end the presence of any foreign troops on Iraqi soil. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Cooler temperatures and lighter winds on Sunday brought little relief from the fires that firefighters have battled for weeks. Reuters' Adam Reid has more.
Finally, some respite for residents in southern parts of Australia, as cooler temperatures and some much-needed rain mean an easing for now from the devastating bushfires that have raged throughout the region. Evacuations are continuing as thick smoke still hangs in the air. In the town of Eden in New South Wales, residents hung on to what belongings they could and waited for buses and boats to take them to safety. Similar scenes in other small towns across the state saw residents wait for news of what remains of their homes and businesses. Initial estimates put damaged or destroyed properties in the hundreds, but authorities said that the mass evacuations by residents of at-risk areas appear to have prevented major loss of life.
Reuters' Adam Reid reporting. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab says it attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan military teams on Sunday. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf has more.
A cloud of black smoke could be seen rising from a military base in the coastal town of Lamu. The base hosts Kenya and American forces. Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the Sunday attack. In a statement, the U.S. military command in Africa, known as AFRICOM, confirmed some of the smoke could have originated from the destruction of equipment at the base. In a statement, Al-Shabaab said it had taken control of part of the camp and it had inflicted casualties in the attack. Kenya Defense Forces also said in a statement they fought off the attackers and four militants were killed. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Cybersecurity experts say with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S. AP's Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 60 people have died and nearly 100,000 people are unable to return home after devastating rains flooded the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Some 11,000 health workers were deployed across the area Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.